My name is Jules Verne. The extraordinary tale I would like to share with you today begins in the city of London in the year 1868.
Mr. Fogg?
That is I. And I suppose you are Madame Aronnax.
I need your help. It is about my uncle.
Pierre Aronnax? Professor of Natural History at the Museum of Paris?
My uncle is missing.
You are not looking for a globetrotter, but for a detective.
I am looking for a globetrotting detective.
Auda! Passepartout! Are you there?
Oh, Phileas dear. You're here already?
Our cabins are waiting for us.
To find a professor lost at sea, shouldn't that responsibility fall on the Navy?
The Navy denies it.
Or the police?
They too seem to be hydrophobic.
No joke then.
I must say, this is most unusual, Mrs. Fogg, madam.
And what exactly do you mean, Mr. Land?
A woman on board is worse than a broken keel.
You don't say. They fear me like a sea monster.
Worse! The men could at least harpoon a monster.
The beast! It'll bring death to us all. Where'd it go? Hey, tell me!
Everyone to their posts. And do it now!
Bullets just bounce off. How can that be?
The skin of this being seems to be made of steel.
It's not an animal. It's a ship.
What are you saying?
Attention!
It's coming right at us!
A huge behemoth rammed us!
The bow is damaged.
Damn!
Hold on to something. The next impact is imminent. Watch out!
Ah! I'm falling!
Auda! Come on, Passepartout. We must rush to her aid.
But, sir, you're not going to...
Bloody right I am.
Phileas Fogg could not believe his eyes. A steel leviathan parted the waves beneath them. A submarine made of black steel, armed with countless portholes and cannon shafts. And the saving wreckage on which Fogg and his companions were hanging turned out to be the highest pinnacle of a tower, protruding from the iron back of the monster.
Lady, gentlemen, welcome aboard the Nautilus.
I assume you are the captain of this technical marvel.
Correct. Nemo is my name. Captain Nemo.
Another person entered the large dining room and stepped up to the richly set table. Fogg knew immediately who he was dealing with. The photograph Louise Aronnax had given him left no doubt.
Professor! Good to see you. So you are not being held here against your will?
But no. What do you mean?
Then you can leave the Nautilus at any time. And us too?
No. No one who has entered this ship will ever leave it again. Unless feet first.